I think that the intervening time is going to be very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. As we know, the sages say that Ezekiel 38, 39, what happened during the month of Tishri, today, according to the new moon sighted calendar, we are at the 10th of the month. Tishri is one third finished. That's a lot of time left. So there are many other things that are stacking up here that could all go wrong at the same time. Let's talk about some of these things. Edward Dowd, who's an analyst for insurance companies mostly, but he, because of his insurance work, what he's seeing in the numbers, interfacing with the insurance companies, he has become a speaker on what's happening with the adverse events of the COVID vaccine, and including some governments in some countries, not governments, but insurance companies, health insurance companies in some governments, petitioning the government that if people get vaxxed, they waive their right to claim any sickness under their health insurance. It's just gotten to be too expensive for them. So we have all the adverse events that are piling up, and the numbers are not leveling off or decreasing. Ed Dowd says they are increasing. Now saying if he is forced to run as an independent, he will bleed off one third of the Democrat votes, which would defeat Biden, or pretty much defeat any Democrat candidate. And who are they talking about? They're talking about bringing in Michelle Obama to run for the Democrat ticket. They're trying to bring in a familiar, well-received face, and they really can't find one. There's such a dearth of talent in that party, or anyone who would even be common sense, like hopefully a Robert Kennedy. It might says selling off America. So I think I'm wondering if their only option, if the Democrat only option at this point, is to go ahead and trigger World War III during Sukkot, and after that, which will incur probably a counterattack on this country, or maybe a primal attack, a peremptory attack on this country, which would lead to martial law in this country and a suspension of the Constitution. Bada bing, the Democrats are still in control. And I think that might be where it's headed. I don't know, but I'm just trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing, and that seems to be it. And that World War III could be flashpointed either in Ukraine, which is certainly a hot spot, or Taiwan, which is another hot spot. And either hot spot, it seems America is under Democrats or under the bought off Congress, is more than happy to stand over and stoke, as if they're standing there with a bunch of marshmallows just waiting for a flame big enough to get a tasty treat. And that is how it seems. Ukraine has ordered all Ukrainian citizens out of Crimea. My only thought that they are planning to just bomb the bejeebers out of Crimea. Russia's only warm water port. Only warm water port. They don't like it that Russia has it, and they'll try to get it back, or at least destroy it and destroy that bridge. Last Wednesday, the army announced that two airborne around Zaporozhye in a NATO, in a German donated tank, a Leopard tank, and Zaporozhye has voted to secede from Ukraine and to become Russian territory. Well, here they are. So Russia bombed them. The crew were captured, and they are active duty German army. So this is really almost a declaration of war right there. This is active military from another country fighting tests scheduled for October 4, and perhaps a rerun or an alternative date of October 11. And people say, oh, this is nothing. I've read both sides. But let's take a look at this just for a minute. This is not your usual signal test where you get the annoying sound and then somebody of a recorded voice. This is testing every system for frequency simultaneously. You cannot opt out. It goes through the electronic lines. It goes through the air. It's almost like a certain type of dew weapon, directed energy weapon, sent from a 5G tower. This is a military weapon. It is not an instrument of communication or data transfer. It is a military weapon. Well, here is merely a few seconds worth, but it's going to go on for 2 hours. What are they going to be doing for 2 hours and why? Nobody is saying. This is not your usual test. The test will go on at 2:22. Count that up. That's six. That's the number of man. 2:22 p.m. October 4 across all Puerto Rico, continental Alaska, Hawaii. I don't know if it's including Guam, but it's not limited to electronic lines. It's not limited. Your Faraday cage won't make a difference. Faraday cages only protect against microwaves. This is not microwaves. This is every wave, every spectrum. So that he was murdered for this information. He said, I have some critical information. I'm going to share it at an upcoming conference. I don't think I'll live that long, so I'm going to share it right now. There is already uploaded into everybody, probably, that took a vaccine. So, yeah, most bodies, or a certain portion of bodies, a certain large portion of bodies, depending upon what ingredient levels you got. And nobody knows for sure because they just got vials from the DOD. Remember, it's a military project. They stuffed them into vials and that was it. They didn't know. Was it all the same? No. Was there quality control? No. Karen Kingston has spoken about that and she had to flee to Mexico. She's trying to make peace so she can live and her family can live. But this is the kind of information for which people get killed or their families get killed. He said there are three pathogens already uploaded into your body, most likely. One of them for sure is hemorrhagic fever, some form, a Nipah, a Marburg, an Ebola. I would say be more like Nipah or Marburg because Ebola death rate is not that high. Chire. And that will probably be first, and that is probably the disease that made Bill and Melinda smile like Cheshire cats on their interview, promising the whole world that the next pandemic would get the control of everybody, get the attention of everybody. The megahertz, gigahertz levels and the external rays from 5G are harmful. Just let's go back to Wuhan. On Halloween night 2019, what better time to do it? Halloween, a ceremony for Satan. The first city to turn on 10,000 5G towers at the same time. Huawei, it only emits at 5G places. They suddenly start spasming. 21 million people unhooked their 5G phones at that time. Were they dead? Did they realize what 5G could do? They didn't want 5G, but still it's external, so I don't think they could avoid it. Milan was the next city that turned on 5G, and they had the same cytokine storms, the same death rate, the same large COVID. The next city was New York City. In certain areas, next thing we see, there's a cytokine storm on the sidewalk of New York City. I remember the videos. These videos flooded our internet, and they assured us that this is the pandemic that was on the way. They had cruise ships loaded with infected people and that were unloaded in certain areas I remember Seattle being one, hoping that they could scare people into this make-believe virus, COVID, that was never isolated. It was an imagination on a computer screen. It was all COVID. Why would they do this? Well, we must, unless people have been totally asleep, we realize that they want to exterminate especially the Christian West. The Christian West got the worst of the vaccine. They had the worst adverse reactions, the highest death rates, especially America, especially the Bible Zone, which is Southeast America. Genocide that Satan realizes could rise up, and they have the power of Yeshua, the power of Jesus, formed in front of our eyes. Turney showed the government the date, the data of the destruction to health when he sued the government to avoid forced vaccinations, where they could just stop you in a pull you out of your car and vaccinate you. Restraining order. With the restraining order, he also filed the data showing the harmful effects, the cardiovascular, this is 2021. You know, we had been talking about COVID vaccines already since June 2020 by this time. Forced citizen population vaccinations. And the government was forced to say, okay, we can't force it. You know, we can get a military-grade propaganda against the population, but we can't force them. We can tell them no money, no job, no this, no that. There is martial law. They can force us. So we have to pray about that one. Virus, and that is the hemorrhagic fever, into lipid nanoparticles in order to fool the body into saying, oh, this is natural, I won't attack it. So they don't attack the Marburg virus, and they allow it to come into the body. Chimeric pathogens, they are GMO pathogens. There is no natural immunity against an unnatural invader. Plus, the jab disarms the natural immune system. We have gone over that at length. The leukocytes, the T cells, it also destroys the 1p36 gene of the brain, the frontal lobe, so that worship, the awareness of the divine, is not as strong. And as I said before, the COVID vax was a military operation, so it was exempt from regulation under the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, and people were pouring things into vaccines that they had no idea what was in them. They were relabeled as Comirnaty. The concept of an mRNA vaccine is a concept from the pit of Sheol. It was sponsored by DARPA, which is a branch of the military, and they said, we're going to do this. We're going to have to remember, Satan looked for the seed of the soul for decades, ever since World War II, when he this is my opinion. As soon as Israel was established in 1947-48, Satan became aware that his jig was up and he'd better hurry up with his plan. He realized that there were too many people for him to control, and there were too many Christians who realized, at least they did, they used to, in the 19th century, they did realize, they were true Christians, they realized the power that Yeshua had given them. He said, I can't do this, I have to destroy the soul. Couldn't find it, so now he said, I've just got to destroy their brains and their bodies. I have to make them transhuman. I have to turn I have to turn their metabolism into something artificial, where they cease being, I've never heard this, but I went by the way they're pulling out these long white clots, but they're not blood. I don't know what they are. They're artificial substances out of the arteries. Some are feet long. Bombers are saying, what, up to 60% of people have this. I think that at some point the goal is to make the humans not metabolize anymore. They cease to be human. They become truly puppets of a hive mind. We are now in the execution phase. What we're seeing is the enactment of that accord. These pathogens of these hybrid chimera pathogens are found in many medications. It's all over. It's in the air we breathe, the food we eat, the medications we take, the water we drink. And now the goal is to get us, every human being on the planet, to take at least 3. I go back to the speech in the mid-90s. I read this 20 years ago. Never has left me. After 9/11, I was never the same. Before that, I used to send President Bush emails to the White House saying I was praying for him. After 9/11, I thought, my soul, our government is out to out for no good. So I started looking for additional sources of information. I started looking. Actually, my eyes were opened. This is to the Chinese House Assembly, to the CCP party. This leader, I think he was a general, referring to the Siberians, which, by the way, have a different haplogroup from the Chinese. They crossed the isthmus between Siberia and Alaska. They came down Canada, America, in Central America, South America. They were the Indians, we said. China says they were us. They were Chinese. Well, they didn't have the same haplogroup. But anyway, they claim it, and they say America is ours by reason that their first settlers were Chinese. America has good farmland, and it's ours. We need it because we can't feed ourselves. We have too many people. Our land will no longer produce good crops because, why China? Well, we're the number one global polluter for openers. We've built misguided dams. The Gobi Desert is encroaching upon us for a few instances. And what's happening right now with the floods and the that huge dam there will fail. It has been seen in vision. And when it does fail, throw America, it will alter the world's axis. It will be so much water. It will so much weight, all being released at the same time. I have spoken before concerning the Maori prophecies. I'm so grateful to be alive right now. Anyway, they said America's land is ours. They have good farmland. We need it. It's ours. But we need to kill Americans by non-traditional methods lest we poison their land. So we can't just nuclearly bomb the bejeebers out of those people because we'll ruin the land. We need to save the land but kill the people. So then it got into race-specific vaccine. At least area specific, and that is what we have seen with the dissemination of the worst vaccines to Southeast USA. Also, the Ukraine war has exacerbated the food situation in China because they used to depend on Ukraine for wheat, and Ukraine has been doing other things for a while. So, getting back to the tests, is it going to be something? I don't know. At some point, it will be. At some point, it will be. They want to get us all to a place where our carbon footprint is measured by biorhythms. We have a social credit score. We can't do anything unless it's with our 5G, 6G, 7G cell phone. They want to put us into pack and stacks where we own nothing. They want to deprive us of all rural land, and those who do survive will ultimately be a different species. They will be told what vaccine they need to get, and they will be obedient. They will have to agree to being chipped, and they're certainly making advances in that area. To forcibly vaccinate the military knowingly said, yes, do it. Previously sent out a, during his administration, sent out a questionnaire for testing, he said, military readiness. Would you shoot on American citizens? Those who answered no were given, were shown the exit gate. And everyone say yes to shooting on American citizens. In fact, they shot on their own citizens via the vax. Diversity, climate change, hoaxes, both of them. Competitiveness, migration, oh my. Health and regional security. Is this why our borders are opened? We signed this thing. The gates are welded open. Nobody's batting an eye with another 10, 15,000 walk across in a day. Meanwhile, Mexico is deepening ties with China, giving them additional right to offshore drilling. It appears to be turning a blind eye to cartel Chinese money laundering, and now is the highest ever levels of the manufacture of fentanyl ever in China, and they can market to Mexican nationals, i.e. the cartels, via encrypted channels. Isn't that convenient for them? And Agenda 2030 was to eliminate sovereignty. So did Biden dissolve the United States last January. Last September 1819, which was the Monday after Yom Teruah, was a new phase of accelerated progress by this a UN agreement for a seven-year plan for accelerated progress. Those watching, they think the globalists are nervous. The formal declaration will be signed, I think, September 24. A Biden or a Biden type is essential because he's in favor of this. An example of what they would like to implement in order to, quote, save the planet is every highway in every country could go no faster than 20 miles an hour. So whatever October 4, October 11, or October anything, November anything holds, let's remember Mark 16. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And those signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they'll drive out demons. They'll speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. When they can place their hands on sick people and they'll get well. And so we don't have to be afraid of every test, but please get into a Sukkot where the group, and there's power, the spiritual power in a group, bowing in unison and asking for the hand to go over them, for the hand to come and brood on them as Yeshua spoke over Jerusalem. And another one from Luke 10, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, to overcome all the power of the enemy. That's Luke 10:19. Nothing will harm you. So we don't have to be afraid, but you can be assured at this little Sukkot on our property at 2 o'clock on October 4, we're going to be on our faces together asking for protection. So please get into a Sukkot and please stand by. Stephen is on my show. So
Thank you, Bonnie.
And we have on our plate right now, we have Ukraine and FEMA. And after that, we'll just wing it. We'll get our base jumping suit on and just have a ride down the base, down the mountain, down the cliff. All righty, Ukraine, Stephen. What about? I know that that the Leopard tank with active German military was apprehended by Russia. There have been a St. Petersburg suffered an explosion. I don't know. I've never heard concerning the origin of that, the cause of that, and. There have been, Ukraine has ordered all its citizens out of Crimea. So, and Crimea now is being blitz bombed by drones, I guess, all day today. So, it's really, and, Biden has promised, let me see, the tanks, A1 something,
Abrams.
yeah, right. The stuff he said was absolutely off the table, and I think a guided missile system. So, anyway, it just thickens, and there's, I'm afraid all this money that's going to Ukraine is basically going to end up. When they come to evacuate us from our homes under Agenda 2030, if Father allows them to do that, which I pray he doesn't, but they're going to say, you are indebted to us because of all the money you gave to Ukraine. We are from central bankers. That's where you got the money. Your land belongs to us. Your government sold it to us. Out.
Well, Bonnie, I tell you what, situation, speaking of Ukraine and everything, the situation that we do have going on over there, as you mentioned at the start of the broadcast here with these German tanks, and then also the Biden administration going to send in the Abrams, the A1 Abrams tanks there. This is definitely going to escalate the situation. Not that it's not already escalating beyond belief. We know that, at least I knew from intelligence reports that I was getting back early on, when the first initial idea that we would send Abrams into to the Ukrainian theater is that we would have to use our own troops to be able to man those tanks. Because there was no way to have the time to be able to train Ukrainian forces to be able to operate them. Now, granted, I was not told that the German tanks would be operated by Germans,
Yeah.
but that was always a possibility. But the one thing that was interesting, though, that I was told about was that that when all this began to culminate. That there would be a greater risk at the end of this year for Russia doing a strike directly on Germany for their involvement of sending tanks in, whether they end up using the spent uranium shells in those tanks, which, for those that don't understand what that means, spent uranium is an ore that becomes very strong, that has the ability to be able to. Well, the steel strength is much greater than that.
Doggy needs to go, brother.
Yes. That the one thing that we were dealing with is that the Abrams tanks there, the spent uranium shells there are the steel is so much harder, so therefore it penetrates deeper into the. Into the enemy's types of armament. But the thing is, it creates also a radioactive fallout as a
Yes.
result. And that's where the big problem comes in with this. So Russia had already said that they would consider that a dirty bomb if it was used in the war. Nonetheless, the fact that you actually have NATO forces fighting, Russia's already known that NATO forces are already active inside of Ukraine. But this situation was really just getting completely out of hand. Then, of course, I knew that, like I said, that we would actually use our own forces to be used inside of the Abrams tanks. And now, I knew that they had sent them over there, but they had not put them on the battlefield as yet. They were concerned about the weight of our tanks. The Abrams are very heavy. They're worried about them getting stuck in the mud, especially during the rainy season inside of Ukraine. They did not know how they would end up performing. So that was one of the big risks that we're also being faced with inside of Ukraine. But two, you know, we also have the former ex-Russian president that is also, that's Dmitry Medvedev, who is also stating at this point now that NATO is going to cause a conflict worse than World War II. That's something that he's now weighing in on. Of course, he's weighed in on this conflict for quite some time now. And we know that, too, the Crimea has been hit on multiple occasions. And as you said, even today, they're being bombarded left and right in Crimea with all these drone attacks going on over there. This is really going to cause the Russian government to make a move that's going to take it outside the borders of Ukraine, in my opinion, from what I can see.
It's almost as if they're waiting for the green light, and I wonder if the green light isn't from the Lord himself, because he determines the parameters, and they've just been holding off for almost 2 years now. I think the Russian state TV is frustrated that nothing's happening. Certainly the citizens have to be frustrated. Everybody involved there, and the Ukrainians themselves are saying, what can we do to stop the genocide in this country? So everybody's tired of how long this has gone on, and everybody can feel the tension.
Yes, they can. And speaking of our own country, I don't know if you'd seen that report yet or not, but the U.S. court has already found Donald Trump guilty of fraud. That's only going to add for more troubles here.
Yes.
You know, forget the whole idea of a possible World War III starting in Europe with this whole Ukraine conflict. What more of a confrontational issue than to suddenly find that Trump is being found guilty in a court for fraud their alleged idea is that he's inflated his property assets, things like that. I've got a lot of things that I don't agree with on Trump with to begin with, so I'm not going to throw mud on the guy when it comes to that. But one thing's for sure, this is definitely an orchestrated move against him.
Yes.
Because quite frankly, I'm sure on both sides of the fence, whether he's guilty or not, in my opinion, is kind of almost, I don't know if you'd say if it's repugnant to say that or not, but it's just irritating because you know that they're guilty on both sides. It's not like one side is better than the other. They're all guilty of their inflation or whatever they're doing it for and stuff like that. You know, quite frankly, in my opinion, they don't want him in. But secondly, it can also be used in his favor, because the more they go after him, the more they attack him, the greater he's going to be to get back into office. But will that end up? Yes, that is very true.
Okay.
So I'll continue on, though. But yeah, the thing is that it is really, I don't know, I guess you'd say, you know, I'm a little hesitant to say civil war, but I feel like, Bonnie, that we're going to definitely are coming near that as a result of the things that are happening, that are taking place in this country right now. But again, I can't help but feel like it's all a setup as part of a New World Order agenda. Because if we have a civil war, then guess what? They can declare martial law. You declare martial law, you can force vaccinate the population. You can there's so much more that you can do. You can also, Trump could come out and become victorious, and then the next thing you know, He may be the very guy that helps to spearhead the Noahide laws. So the guy that they think is the good guy could end up being the bad guy. And of course, the bad guy that we know is the bad guy is a bad guy anyway. So, but it's like, do we really get any good guys in the end of all this? It just doesn't look like it. And that's what's very, very disturbing. And by the way, too, the CIA, Seymour Hersh has wrote an article recently, too. The CIA ran the Nord Stream attack. So that's interesting. I've always had a great respect for Seymour Hersh's work there. Going back to when I first discovered his work was with the accusations against Bashar al-Assad and the gassing of his own people. And Seymour Hersh was one of the first journalists that ever actually began to uncover the real truth behind what happened there and the smuggling of the sarin gas out of Libya with the help of Miss Clinton at that time. And he normally writes some very interesting things. So, but Bonnie, if you're ready, we'll go into FEMA, our FEMA engineer friend.
Absolutely. Do you have any inside information on whether or not the World War III there in Ukraine, is nearing? From what I'm reading, even Russian state TV is calling for decisive measures, i.e. probably an attack on Europe, America, I don't know, but something, someone of the West. That is more likely sooner rather than later.
Yeah, the thing is, from what I've been told thus far and all the updates that I've continued to get on this, initially there was a thought that Germany, or excuse me, Russia may strike Germany by the end of the year. But that seems to kind of calm down a little bit. There's so much up and down from what I'm understanding at this point here, even with China and Taiwan. It's back and forth. It calms down, it heats up. It calms down, it heats up. Now, the one thing, though, that it does look like is that there's still belief from people at the top there that are saying that they feel like that we're going to end up, though, in a war, world war, sometime next year. My FEMA source is really even weighing in on that from, meetings that are going inside of FEMA. You know, they're talking more openly about the things that are going to be happening. And even the fact of Russia doing a first strike, that's actually being discussed in FEMA right now, that the Russians will end up doing a first strike on the United States in the not-so-distant future. Now, they've not given any timelines for me on that, well, other than to say between 2005 and 2006 is what they're looking at. Personally, I know that the one FEMA engineer that I know believes that it could be as early as next year as well. But more disturbing, though, was when I get told about that there is a meteorite storm, that FEMA is actually talking about a meteorite storm coming in May of next year. And I have never in my life heard FEMA, or at least from my source there, talk about meteorites. And then on top of it, besides a meteorite storm in May of next year, they're talking about there being an impact of an asteroid. Now, they didn't say specifically in San Diego or near San Diego, but the San Diego area in 2006. And yet NASA is not talking about anything remotely like this. So the question is, is it really happening? I don't even know. I do know. But I will say this, Bonnie. The one thing that was very kind of odd about all this was that we had, it's been a while back now when it was actually said, though. One of the last times I had contact with a friend of mine in D.C. I don't know if it was after or before they went into the hospital there, we were talking about an asteroid strike that could take place. And I was being told then that it would be blamed on North Korea as a nuclear strike. And what really made that interesting, though, is not only the fact of a nuclear strike, but that the North Koreans launch a nuclear submarine, or a nuclear-capable submarine, I should say, nuclear warhead-capable submarine, just here recently. So, you know, and I knew about this before they launched the submarine, long before they launched it, in fact. You know, because I remember when I heard this, I was like thinking to myself, well, the North Koreans do not have a missile that can reach mainland United States. So I couldn't understand how that they could blame them for something like that unless they were planning on getting some new technology very soon. So at that point there, I just don't even know what to think about it. You know, I mean, because now they have the submarine. They are talking about this asteroid. Even FEMA is talking about an asteroid in 2006. So therefore, at any point, we could say that the North Koreans have, you know, whether we say we lost track of their sub or whatever our excuse will be, or we didn't lose track, they just happened to launch a nuclear weapon that we couldn't stop for some reason, and the thing hits San Diego, but in reality, it was actually an asteroid that hit it instead. But why would they want to blame it on North Korea? That's what I don't quite understand.
Yeah, I mean, if this country is attacked, I mean, all participants after that, and is it merely details. Maybe they think blaming it on North Korea would be easier on the to keep control of the population than saying it's a meteor.
Right. That's really the only thing that I could come up with myself, is that if you were to say that it's done by North Korean forces, instead of it, the truth of the matter being told, that it was actually done in essence by an asteroid,
yeah,
it may help to cut down on panic, because the people might feel like that, well, if an asteroid has now suddenly hit the United States like that, what's next?
That's
especially
right.
If we had a meteorite storm in 2000, if we have a meteorite storm in 2004, which they're claiming that's going to happen, and then suddenly now you got a big asteroid hitting, you know, I can only imagine that things are just going to get that much worse.
Yes, especially if people are reading Revelation, and they start looking at the trumpets.
Social media has any ability to get the word out once one strikes. And they begin to say, wow, biblical prophecy is being fulfilled right now, and yet that's only the beginning.
Yeah.
Then I could see where it would be mayhem, you know.
Mayhem.
Probably more like the situation over in Philadelphia right about now, with all their rioting going on in the stores and the police going bazooka on these rioters.
Yes.
You know,
at some point, society is going to completely break down. And they're not going to have the control. I don't know what point that would be. I would say that meteors, especially if they're prophesied in scripture and people get informed of that, they can read the rest of it there.
Yes.
So interesting times are in front of us, absolutely. Let me see. Anything more from your Freema friend?
The other thing is, too, that she was speaking about, too, is that in 3 to 5 months, and I think we spoke about this at an earlier date, Bonnie, too, when they were talking about 6 months, but they are still saying that the grid is going down.
Yeah.
And this is FEMA talking about this, and they, not only is the grid going to go down, but they're also talking about that there would be a nuclear power plant. And they're talking about it being an inside job. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Hal Turner even brought that out. I may be wrong on that, but I know that, you know, I was actually getting myself, I was getting it from the FEMA insider that I know there, that frequents the meetings there of what's going on, what they have to prepare for, part of the first response plans, things like that, who's an engineer for FEMA. And so therefore, they're always preparing, planning, and doing things of that nature there. for other things that are happening. And oddly enough, too, just like in the case of Maui, I remember they were saying to me, you know, because I asked about Maui, and they said, oh, no, we pulled our resources out of there, and no, we're not going to send anything to them. And I said, are you serious? There's poor people over there in Maui. You're not going to send anything? They said, we're not sending a thing to them. I said, I hate to say it, Steve, but it's just like the case of they were honoring an actual neo-Nazi there at their in Canada, a guy that was a Ukrainian that had moved to Canada sometime after World War II. And that was another interesting thing that's gone on. But it seems like everything crazy everywhere.
It is crazy. Of course, I guess all the Nazis moved to Ukraine. It's been the most corrupt country in Europe. Everybody's known that for decades. It's just puzzling. I mean, when the Lahainians have lost, you know, over 1,000 children, and there's evidence they were bussed out to a military installation. They have nothing. People were blocked in from escaping. Their cars now sit incinerated and melted in fires that had to be 2,500 degrees in order to melt glass. And he moves in his first interview, and he says, the state is trying to figure out how to get that land for state land. Mm. I just thought, my goodness, you have the heart of a fish would show more compassion. We're up against 24 minutes here, so.
I will say this in response to what you were just speaking about in the land grab there part, Bonnie, too. And so we have a little bit of time here still. Part of the area here that we had here in Florida, and they had, I don't know, a couple hundred of acres there of that property. Then the U.S. military comes in, and this was under a time where there was even the writings were in Spanish at that time. And they actually confiscated the land. The military did, said that it was a malaria-infested area, that it could not be used for local residents. They confiscated it from our own family and then turned it into a military base. Well, it was good for the military, of course.
Yeah, right. They don't get malaria.
Right. And then later they mothballed the project. And the odd thing was with some attorneys that figured out what to do after it'd been sitting for a long time. Of course, our family had long forgot about it, you know. But some attorneys figured out that the land had been stolen by the military. They went in there and they petitioned the court, got the land back, and turned it into a neighborhood and made a bunch of money off of it.
Well, never pass up the opportunity to make money on fraud.
Exactly, right? So it just goes to show you, you know, I mean, I really appreciate the very words of Yeshua when he says, or maybe it was Paul that wrote this, we have no continuing city here.
No.
You know.
That's it. Unbuckle our shoes and prepare to walk on new feet. Well, we are at the end. I'm not going to do this again until after Sukkot, so that will be October, after October 8. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us, and we'll see you then after October 8. And we don't know what's going to happen, but please be in a Sukkot and ask for the hand. We'll be right back.